Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Alphavets. Hello, hello, everybody. What's up, Chris?
Chilling.
What's up, mine?
Chilling. Yeah. It's Friday Eve. It's Friday Eve.
It is. It is Friday Eve. It is Friday Eve. You guys all had a wonderful Thursday. We're going to go through some stuff tonight. Chris, you have a good day.
I did, actually. It was a good day. The weather is phenomenal. I'm thoroughly enjoying my port sitting when I get home. Nothing better than port sitting on a nice day in the South. Yeah, good stuff, man.
That's nice. That's good. Yeah. It's good. Temps are rising here. It's nice. It's also random, so.
Yeah, except the mosquitoes. I told you, I don't like, they're already back. The mosquitoes are back. I can't stand them.
Yeah, mosquitoes look dumb.
I hate them.
Especially like, when you're like, sleeping.
Yeah.
And one finds its way in and it like, why do they go for the ear?
I don't know.
I think
there's a book. When I was a kid, I remember there was a book that was like, there was a children's book, like, why mosquitoes buzz in your ear? You know? I don't know, man. That's why I sleep with a fan. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. I get that.
Blows them away.
But you end up Mike Tyson yourself, you know?
Right.
But yeah. Anyway, it's good to see you guys here. Hello. As you start to roll in. Hello. Hello.
How is it? I hope everybody had a fabulous day today.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, according to Bo's chart, we are in a new year.
Yes. Feels like it. Yeah, I mean, I'm happy. The flowers are, look, man, the tree, like I said.
Birds are chirping.
I love this time of year. The birds are chirping. The frogs are making noise at night. The flowers are blooming.
Frogs are mating.
Life. That's right. Yeah. What a great time. I love the spring. I do. Spring and fall. I like summer too, but spring and fall are like my two favorite because it's not too hot, not too cold, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little bit different up here. A little different.
Yeah.
Spring and fall are my favorite too, but it equals about 2 weeks in each season. So, but I cannot complain because this winter has been the warmest winter I've had my whole life.
You know what I think? Even people at work that don't really, everybody thinks it's probably going to be one of the hottest summers. I mean, remember last summer was hot.
Last summer was hot. It's going to be real hot.
This normally the dogwoods and stuff don't start blooming down here until like mid-March. Well, they started 2.5 weeks ago and the temperatures have been, you know, this is not, I mean, I'm not going to say it's not normal. It's just, you know, normally the dogwoods don't. They don't start blooming until mid-March, and they started in February this year. So I think it's going to be hot this year. I think we're going to have a hot summer.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be really hot. Like, really hot.
I do, too.
And, of course, it's a perfect time for the Dems to push their climate change.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I mean, even in this $7.3 trillion bill that Biden's proposing, dude, it's like there's so much of it that goes to like climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to raise it $7 trillion.
Did you see that budget? Holy cow. These people smoke crack, man.
Dude, some good stuff must be. Hunter Biden
sharing with everybody. Oh, man.
Everybody.
Oh,
everybody.
Yeah,
it's pretty wild. It's pretty wild. But, you know, there's a lot of interesting things. Obviously, for a news day, it wasn't too crazy. However, I spent most of my time looking at stuff on the economical side of things. I know we got some other things we got to talk about, but I just want to obviously run through, kind of do a quick recap of the BTFP and where we're at in regard to all that stuff. And obviously, we'll talk about a few other things as well. But yeah.
Yes. Yes, I got some gripes. I got some gripes I would like to discuss today. The sheer, the audacity of their gaslighting. It never gets old. How they can look you in the face and try and boldface lie to you. It's absolutely amazing. But what is more amazing is the people that actually believe it and just drink it up like it's...
Like, what do you mean? You
know? Like, I mean, for
instance... We get gaslighted every day.
Yeah, here's a good one. You see where they're now trying to claim that America is now the number one producer of oil again? And I'm like, Trump did that. Trump did that. But here's what's crazy. So, you know, we were watching the SPR forever, mm-hmm. The petroleum reserve. And Biden just drained that thing. It was like 600 million barrels when Trump left office. And now it's down to, what's crazy is it's back up to like 360 million barrels. Remember, it got down to like 340. So they are putting oil back in that, according to the reports. Mm-hmm. But what's crazy is before, when the strategic reserve was being drained, that's what they were doing to keep the gas prices, manipulate them, right? Especially in 2022, to try and keep the gas prices low so they could dupe their people into voting for them. And now here we are in another election year, and they had the audacity to claim that we're the number one oil producer in the country. And that's what Biden did. And I'm like, negative. Trump did that. You stopped at day one. You drained the SPR. And now you're putting 20 million barrels back into it after you drained it of 300 plus, and you have the audacity to beat your chest like you did something. These people make me sick.
It's the year, election year, so it's the year of fake statistics,
right,
that come out. I mean, even right. Unemployment, they're like, look at the number. We exceeded expectations of jobs added. And then a different article from Forbes was like, no, massive number of jobs didn't come close to it's like,
right.
And it happens all the time, man. It happens mm-hmm. all the time. But they sit here and manipulate stuff just because the fake news media, they got to. This is what they do. This is how they get voters. They're so used to people buying it, you know? And mm-hmm. even with the stuff that's happening in Haiti, we'll talk about that too. But it's more interesting stuff, all connected. All connected everything. To election year, man.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And you're starting to see that the CIA is involved in a lot of this stuff. What? Happening in Haiti. Yeah. Yeah. What?
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 That's crazy talk.
Oh, yeah.
That is crazy talk.
It's been nice here in Minnesota. Actually, something just happened in Minnesota. Check this out. I'm just quickly. I just got tagged in this.
Oh, yeah?
Democrats in Minnesota going full socialist. 100 million universal basic income program advances in state house committee. This would very explicitly would provide support for illegal immigrants. No documentation of citizens required to receive monthly cash payments.
Isn't that amazing? Did we not say that that's what they were going to do? I am pretty sure Trump said that's what they were going to do too. They're going to flood your country. You know what's crazy? I posted on Twitter today. You know, you had all these people clamoring about reparations. We need reparations. California, a state that never had any slaves or slave owners, wants to give reparations. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, quick fix for all of you who want reparations. Head down south, lose your passport, and come back across the border. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. You'll get everything you ever wanted. You'll get everything you ever wanted. Just go down there, lose that passport, sneak back across, boom, done. Isn't that crazy, man? I saw where you posted in Denver. Denver's trying to get rental these landlords to basically give up their homes.
They're just kicking everybody out. They're kicking everybody out and putting illegals in. Like it's absolutely insane, man. Again, they're pushing it. They're pushing it too much, too much. But they have no choice. They have no choice. Mm-hmm. That's all they got. Anyway, we'll get through
That's it.
We'll get that into it.
I really do feel bad for the people that still buy this BS, man.
B. Hazy says he needs some reparations. Come to Minnesota.
There you go. 100 mil.
100 mil. $1 billion.
$1 billion.
We'll even give you a Death Star and sharks with laser on their heads. Ah, get some prayer going and get going.
All right, man. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you, Father, and we give you all the glory. And we just thank you for another wonderful day. We thank you for breathing life into our lungs today and for giving us this opportunity to come together. We thank you for fellowship with you. We thank you for everything that you do in our lives each and every day, Father. You just you always find a way to let us know that you are there, and we are just so thankful for that. And we are thankful for this community that you are continuing to build here at Alphavets. We just thank you for that so much. And Father, we thank you. We know that with each passing day, especially now moving forward between now and November, we know that we are going to see a lot of crazy things. And if you hadn't had opened many of our eyes, you know, we would probably be caught up in the world right now. And we would be we would give in to that fear that the world is going to try and push on us. And we just thank you so much for calling so many of us back to you, for opening our eyes, for removing those scales and giving us that spiritual vision to see the true nature of the world that we live in. We know it's going to be a bumpy ride, but we are prepared for it because we know that you are with us, that it is you that is walking with us. It is you that is guiding us every step of the way, Father, and it is you that is feeding us each day, both physically and spiritually, Father, and we just are so thankful to have your arms around us, to have your protection. I know that you are protecting my family and Israel's family, and we know that you're with everybody here in this chat tonight, and we know, Father, we always say it here, we know that somebody for the first time will come across this video and they will hear this prayer and they will know that you are speaking to them and that you are calling them back and that you too want to open their eyes and give them that gift of vision. And we thank you for using this community to help others see what we see. And we know that that is the enemy's, these evil people who rule the world. We know that as their biggest fear is that people like us in this community will help others see what we can see, and that all the lies and deceptions and that veil that has been placed over our eyes will be removed, and that those who operate in the dark will have that light shined on them, Father, and they will be completely exposed. We know, Father, and we pray each and every day for unity in this country. We know that that is what you want. We know that this is your nation, that your covenant with this nation is as strong today as it was the day we made it with you, Father. And we know that one day, that soon, that this country will be united as one again, and that we will come together and that we will do great things. And not just here. You know, when America rises, the world rises, Father. And that is why these people tried so hard to take down this nation, because if this nation would have fallen, the entire world would have succumbed to the darkness that has been operating in the shadows. And we just thank you again each and every day for giving us this platform and giving us our voices to use to call out all of these things. And Father, we thank you for President Trump, our true president. We know that you are still with him, that you are guiding him, that your hands are upon him and his family, Father, and that absolutely nothing that these people try to do to him will work. We know everything that they try to do will fail. And we know that we with President Trump and many other good people, it's not just President Trump. There are many people that are working to try and help us restore this great republic. And we know, Father, that you will just continue working through them. We know that you will continue speaking through the prophets and those that you have anointed, and that that you will guide them and protect them as well. And we just thank you so much. And we know that you will be here with us today in this show. And we just know that it is you that is guiding us. And we just, I can't thank you enough for everything that you've done for me and for everybody here. And we thank you again, Father, for this wonderful community that we have here at Alpha Vets. And we just know that you will help us continue to grow and that this message will continue to spread far and wide all over this country and all over the world, Father. And we just thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Amen indeed.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What you got? What you got first?
Well,
what you want to talk about first?
Well, first, I might as well just get this, this banking stuff and whatnot out of the way. As you all know, where we're at, right? You guys don't need me to explain any of this stuff.
We're broke. We're MC Hammer broke.
We're broke, man. As a nation anyway. All right. So I just kind of wanted to go a little recap of the BTFP and where we're sitting at right now, because we know that the Bank Term Funding Program ended a few short days ago. All right. Mm-hmm. So now, Chris, we know that during the banking collapse of last year, March of 2023, right, banks were going under from bank runs, bond portfolios, and what happens? The Fed steps in with this program, allowing banks to borrow from the Fed using bonds as collateral, and they issued these one-year loans to all these banks, which this is all ending. This has all ended. I mean, as we know, that as of 2020, the banks, they hold zero capital. There's no liquidity in like anything. Now, what all this did with the Bank Term Funding Program, the rise in interest rates were stopped, okay, and books got reinflated. All good, Chris. We're good.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's it. We're good. Nothing to see here.
We're out of the woods, right? All right. So now that this is ended, these one-year loans, they're up. So now they can still borrow from this discount window, right? It's a higher rate. It's like an emergency option. It's nothing. Let's just put it that way. It's nothing. However, now that this Bank Term Funding Program has ended, it's going to result in higher borrowing costs. It's going to result in the losses from the banks. Their profit is going to fall dramatically. And just a recent example of NYCB, okay, we're just using it because they've been going through this the last month or so. And when quarter four reports came out, it showed that they had over $400 million in losses. Okay, it wasn't until the report came out. So it was already happening. It's just nobody knew what was actually going on until. And then what happened to NYCB? They tanked. Now there's some other stuff that's been happening with NYCB. We'll get to it. But so now, banks will now, in fact, have to lend at very high rates. And there's not going to be as much available to people like you, me, customers in general. This is how it goes. It weakens the whole economy, especially the housing market, real estate, you know, all that stuff. But NYCB went under for this exact reason. 16% of their loans are commercial real estate. That's a big chunk of just their loans. Now, this isn't just NYCB. NYCB just happened to have problems in quarter four last year. So you guys know that on February 6th of this year, Powell came out and he said, it's a problem we'll be working on for years. He said, commercial real estate, the impact it has on banking has just begun. That's what he said on February 6th. On March 7th, which is just last week, he said that he expects that many banks are going to fail due to the exposure to commercial real estate. This is all coming out of the Fed's mouth. So not only do they admit it, they understand it. They're trying to say that they're working with it. However, the Bank Term Funding Program no longer exists. But not only all that, we're looking at $1 trillion with a T. $1 trillion of losses this year in office properties alone. $1 trillion. Okay. And this is stuff is all connected to each other. So in regard to what was happening with NYCB and what they've been going through, you know, there are hundreds of banks that are in the same position as NYCB or worse. Again, NYCB just went under because of quarter four, because they it hit quicker. Okay. Well, now within the coming weeks, now I don't know exact timing. Nobody really knows exact timing, but this stuff could start. I mean, Q1, Chris, ends on the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know when reports are going to start coming out. They might start coming out in April. I'm trying to think of when NYCB's report came out. Do you remember that? Do you remember when it was? Was it late January? I don't remember.
I think it was pretty late early. January. I think it was late January.
I guess so. Like, if Q1's ending here, you could start to see reports coming out of all these banks. I'd say sometime in April, at the earliest, you know. But it doesn't look good, because you're going to see a bunch of losses on these banks, and this is how it could dramatically start taking effect. But not only that, we've talked about all these regional banks, right, Chris? Like, yep. They hold 80% of commercial real estate just in the regional banks. And we've talked about the hundreds of them. I think it was like, what, 138 regional banks here? I don't quote me on that. But, you know, Kevin O'Leary?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Wonderful?
Yeah. He said in the next year or so, he's predicting thousands of banks to go under. Okay, now I find all this so interesting, because it's all connected, but you got to look at like the dollar, you know, we've been talking about also like a dollar collapse and stuff like that. Obviously, fiat, it's meant to, you know, it's meant to fail. It's always meant to fail. So you have to look at all this at a bigger picture than just the commercial real estate, what the banks are holding, but what's going on with the U.S. dollar. So we have all these different departments that are failing. And like I said, we've talked about the dollar collapse for a while. We've had Bo come on here talking about the dollar collapse, all that stuff. But we've also talked about how, Chris, for a long time, U.S. Treasuries have been deemed the safe haven.
Right.
It's always the Treasuries, right? But within the past, I think, like 4 to 6 months, I mean, your treasuries, the volatility has been kind of wild, apparently, right? And it's become worrisome. Obviously, you see everybody that's kind of, you can see what countries are doing, for one. But mm-hmm. You look at, like, the treasuries, and you got China, Japan, all these countries that are holding the most of these treasuries. Now, in the last 6 months, we had 30 trillion that were being held. And within the last four months, we're down to 26 trillion. So where did this 4 trillion go?
I don't know.
They're dumping them.
Yeah, but to who?
China. They're dumping
them. China's dumping. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Dumping them. And so this is kind of where things start to get a little crazy, because I think China and Japan are what, two of the biggest. I think they hold.
Well, Japan owns. Japan has the most, right?
Of they have the US most debt, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm not predicting this, but I've heard many people talk about it. They're predicting. So don't get mad at me. There's a lot of people that are predicting that China is going to dump the rest of the treasuries by the end of 2024. Now, that's a lot, which would absolutely destroy the U.S. economy. That would absolutely kill it. Because in the last seven years, China was holding $1.2 trillion worth of U.S. treasuries. And in the last 4 months, they're down to $800 billion. 4 months.
Is.
What?
Just thinking of, when you think about that, China's supposed to be our enemy. Yes?
Right.
Supposedly. The fact that our government thought it was wise to give our enemy this much leverage over our entire financial system.
It's wild, isn't it?
Like, when you think about that, you're like, these people up in D.C. are a bunch of, they're idiots. So all we hear is China, China, China. We've outsourced everything from China. All of our jobs went to China. And our government thought that was best to give our enemy that much leverage over our financial system. When you really sit down and think about it, it's absolutely amazing that mm-hmm. they thought that this was wise. Mm-hmm. And the American people were all just sitting here like, oh, let's go to Walmart and buy our cheap crap from China. You know what I mean? It makes sense. It's just crazy.
I mean, so think about that. Within 7 years, though, we've gone from they've gone from 1.2 trillion holding to 800 billion. So we're looking, okay, not a whole ton, but people are predicting that the rest, 800 billion, by year's end? You know what that would do? Like, you're wiping out everything, okay? Now, we've talked about this in the past, though, because like you just explained, you're allowing the U.S. economy to be in the hands of somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with over-the-counter betting and all this stuff with the derivatives. You're putting your faith in something else mm-hmm. to stay upright and do its part, right? But if you go, remember this, I'm going to show you, we're going to remind everybody of when Janet Yellen was approached at the hearing or asked at the hearing about this very situation on what she had to say.
Against a Chinese scenario where there would be an invasion, Taiwan, the scenario was that China, the second largest foreign creditor of U.S. treasuries, would dump that $859 billion in treasury securities. How are you working with our allies internationally and also the Federal Reserve to deal with a situation where China would dump that volume of treasury securities overnight?
So we are not engaging in specific exercises to address such a risk, but the United States, the National Security Council, is certainly concerned on an ongoing basis.
Well, Madam Secretary, I would encourage Treasury to make preparations and be on the ready for that scenario and work.
I Israel.
They don't have any contingency plan.
Nothing.
Of when that happens. It could happen any moment. Literally anytime China wants and they're not prepared for it.
I have a contingency plan. You have a contingency exactly. plan. That's many right. of you here in this chat have a contingency plan. I'll show it to you. There it is. There it is. There it is.
It blows but my that's mind, just, dude.
It's insane. And yeah, we will win. You got a good point. Like, we've literally given China everything. We let them buy our land here. We gave them control of the Long Beach. They own the whole Long Beach port out in LA, in California. It's insane. And this lady, you gotta think. If you're another country, if you're our enemy and you hear her talk, you're like, oh, I got these people by the brass.
Oh, for sure. Mushroom.
Do you feel comfortable knowing that that woman is in charge of the treasury? Like, seriously.
I honestly almost like have a hard time believing that she is.
Yeah.
Like, even when she speaks, she stutters. It's almost like a little Biden-ish.
It really, we know. This is all to
We do know.
We get it. Yeah. It doesn't mean I can't make fun of it and mock it and just point out the sheer audacity and craziness of it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that doesn't know might actually watch this show.
Right, right. So, I mean, this is stuff we've been talking about for a long time. And as predicted, Chris, Powell, the Fed, whoever's doing what they're doing over there, mm-hmm. they have no choice but to raise rates to combat all this. But guess what? All these decisions lead to the same cliff. All of them. Like, they're in a fiat system, they are toast because the system died in 2008, 2009. So a rise in rates is not only going to confirm a massive real estate collapse, but it's going to send banks into free fall. We got real estate on the verge of collapsing. The banks are collapsing. Okay. The U.S. dollar is collapsing. Treasuries can get dumped at any single time. China's expecting to. They're expecting China to now. Credit card debt is at a massive high.
Massive
high. So if you don't have, I don't know, I honestly don't know which one's going to come first. You could have a credit card event. You could have a real estate event. You could have the dollar just collapse because of treasuries being dumped. Or you could have all of them. That when people talk about the everything bubble, you are witnessing it right before your eyes. We have mm-hmm. never been in a situation as a nation like we are right now. It makes 08, 09 look like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing. Like if it was, yeah.
It's crazy, man.
So people wonder why people stack gold, people stack silver. All right, so like here, check this out. All right, actually, quick fact. Did you know this, Chris? Now, we have our little theories about the printing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So just put that aside for a second, okay? I heard this today. Almost half of the U.S. dollar supply in existence was created in the past 12 months.
What?
Almost half the U.S. dollar supply was created in the last 12 months.
That's crazy. Wow.
That's, talk about debasing your currency to the max.
Right, right. That is some like coin clipping on crack. I'm going to keep using crack. It's That's insane.
It's absolutely insane.
Meanwhile, where's it going? Because the Ukraine. Only thing we're able to find, right, the only thing we're able to find in circulation of this new money are right. ones and fives. That's it.
That's true.
Ones and fives. Oh, FYI. Bam! Found another one. Booyah. Got another 21? Yep. So now I have a $5 bill and a one. But again, do the math. They shouldn't be, if they're in circulation the way they say, if they've been printing the way they say, it shouldn't be that hard to find these.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But all I ever see are the ones with Steve Mnuchin's signature on them. 2017.
Right. So now, obviously, with all this happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can, and this is something we've talked about for obviously a long time. You can see throughout the world what people are going to. You can see everybody's backing themselves with gold. Okay. And a lot of it's because of the deterioration of not only the US dollar, but the deterioration of their own paper currencies. Again, top three currencies in the world are the dollar, euro, and gold. And mm-hmm. two of those are fiat. So you can do the math there. But you can see how gold and silver are reacting in this time. Now, obviously, they're not breaking out to their full potential. But you can see what they're doing because a lot of analysts are really baffled by what gold has actually been doing. Now, to us, it doesn't seem like much because we're anticipating this major breakthrough. But most people were not expecting what gold to be doing what it's been doing. But gold and silver are trying to break out. Dude, in fact, JP Morgan, and I'm going to talk about JP Morgan a little bit, but JP Morgan is predicting a quick, a very soon 2,500 an ounce for gold. You know, as one of the biggest currency precious metals manipulators out there.
You had it right the first time. Currency manipulators. Yeah.
Sure. Sure. They sure to be pretty, you know, heavy on where gold and silver are going. But not only that, I was kind of thinking about it, but like the gold revaluation process, like if gold revalued, if they had to overnight, okay. Mm-hmm. Let's get into little hypotheticals here. I heard someone talk about that gold actually started its revaluation process on April 1st, 2019. April 1st, 2019 is when the Bank of International Settlements made gold a tier one asset, the only tier one asset. Okay. And it's been fighting against treasuries ever since. And you've been seeing what has been going on with gold. Obviously, gold is going to continue to perform in these types of situations that we live in, you know, that we've been in. This is what happens. Like, God's money is making a run again. Like, it is, but it's almost like the Bank of International Settlements made it a tier one asset in April 1st, 2019. Trump visited Switzerland the year prior in his first term.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were talking about Trump and his potential. Obviously, we know the man's full of gold, man. Like, he's whole life has been gold. He's
like Midas.
Made the statement. He's like Midas gold. Return the dollar to the gold standard to make America great again. That's, you know, he said it. He's made statements like this. This is what he wants. He's predicted market crashes. We know he doesn't just say things, but I just find it so interesting because it's in a world of decline, it's pretty easy to see that you're looking at all these central banks taking gold. China and Turkey have just hit month after month. I think they're both reaching like over almost 2 years of monthly buying of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is sound money. This is what people hedge against. They hedge against all this. When it comes to it, the true safe treasuries were safe, remember? Treasuries were the safe haven. But everybody's dumping treasuries now.
Yeah.
And now everybody's getting gold. It also holds zero counterparty risk. But yeah, so China and Turkey, they've both been... I mean, there's a lot of central banks that have, but those two have been the two biggest.
Mm-hmm.
That have been hoarding it. All I'm saying is you can see where the world is going. I heard Andrew Sorcini say, is that how you say his last name, right? Is it Sorcini?
I think Scorcini.
Sorcini.
Sorry, Andrew, Scorcini. if we butchered
Sorry, that, Andrew, sir. If you see this. I heard him say now, I could have maybe misheard it. But I think he said like 75% of the world's money supply is now backed by BRICS. Do you think that's true? Right?
I could see that because
which would be insane.
Look how many countries have joined BRICS and are refusing to use the U.S. dollar. Now you got Mexico wanting to jump in. I mean, it's
everybody.
That would make sense. That would make sense.
So yeah, why wouldn't you see people dumping treasuries?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're anti-America, like if you're fighting against what we've done, especially if you're someone like Russia, who we keep sanctioning
mm-hmm.
and destroying ourselves. To me, it looks like a very controlled demolition of the U.S. dollar, of the U.S. economy. Like this could all go 0 to 100. Within a day,
Yeah, that's all you need.
If China decided to wake up tomorrow and dump everything, it's done. Like U.S. economy's finished. Like that's how much power they hold. And then we'd be like, we're going to war. You know? And then someone launches a nuke. Next thing you know, it's chaos. But I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just saying this stuff is all ramping up in a very dramatic way. Again, this isn't just one bubble. This is the everything bubble. Everything is at its peak. I wanted to show you this chart. This was like a month ago, but I just found it interesting. If I could find it, this guy right here. See this chart? Let's see if I can zoom in. Yeah. This is the S&P, right? Now, the S&P is actually like up here in white. So white is us. This is 2023.
Gotcha. The red is 1929.
Yeah. And so it's actually like up here by my mouse. But yeah, you can see how they've kind of done the same thing. And then that nasty drop off. And what do you say? The technical setup compared to the 1929 combined with the valuation, market cap, concentration simulators should be top of mind. Again, you got to look at even like the, where was it?
Well, it's.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, what has been will be again. For there's nothing new under the sun, man.
That is true.
I mean, you see it every day.
So you can see like the markets, everything, stocks, everything just in this all-time high. Not everything's at an all-time high, but what a lot of people are saying is happening, that they've pumped so much liquidity into the markets to save the banking sector, that what you're seeing, how everything is just climbing, it's all just a pump because they saved one section of the thing of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm telling you, with this everything bubble, like, we need to be praying and really relying on God to provide for us. Because from a public standpoint, this bubble does not look good.
No.
It does not look good. And this is why we get gold and silver.
Right. And preserve. I don't have any fears, but
I don't either.
The thing is, there's still so many people in the world right now, especially in this country, who are blissfully, you know, that's my favorite, blissfully unaware of what is getting ready to go down. They're just, again, they're in the Lego movie, man. And
everything is awesome.
That's who, if there's going to be any chaos, that's where it's going to come from. Because a lot of people, they're just not going to know what to do. They're just not. There you go.
Silver is the new gold. As citizens try to protect savings. Now, this article was from February 8th. I'll let you know, since that, they devalued their currency 60-some percent. And everybody's flocking. That's just one example. Here, I'll show you another one. This is the one we were talking about the other day that I didn't show you guys. If you haven't seen it, one second. Bear with me. This is in China. Like, this is.
Getting that gold, baby. The line to buy gold.
That's the line to buy gold in China because of the declining economy. Everybody goes to metals when we have these type of problems. You can go ahead, run to Bitcoin. I don't care, but it's too scary for me.
Mm-hmm.
We're
just old relics, We're just old relics, buddy. You know, but we only believe in the creator who said the gold and silver was his. We're just old relics, man. You're not with the new. You're just not with that new.
Yeah. I don't really care. And I, you know, I don't care because I know what gold does. I know what it does. I know what it's a hedge against. I know that it preserves wealth. I know there's zero counterparty risk. Everything that people are talking about in regard to Bitcoin, I shouldn't say everything, okay? Because I'm not a crypto guy. But there's a lot of it is speculation of what it'll do.
Mm-hmm.
What it'll do. Well, you can ponder on what it'll do, but I know what gold will do. I know what gold will do. And I know that silver keeps that ratio to gold. And mm-hmm. silver is heck, it's very cheap. It's a gift. It's a gift. I am okay, obviously. I would love silver to break out any moment. But I know when this, if banks, especially hundreds or thousands of banks start failing, China starts dumping treasuries, I know where precious metals are going to go. It actually might take a massive dip at first. Like everything might take a massive dip at first, but then it's just, we know where it's going to go.
Here's how I feel about it. Like with the whole, and again, I'm not knocking, congratulations to everybody that made money in Bitcoin, but here's my question. And there was like, well, it's this and it's that and it's blockchain. And I'm like, what happens to it when the dollar crashes? Because right now it's worth 71,000 US dollars. Okay. But
it'll probably go up.
Right. It probably will go up. But here's my thing. And this is where I lose trust. See, even here's money, right? I can hold it. I love cash. Why? Because I have it in my hand. See, what they tried to do to us all, and you see them doing it now, they're refusing to take cash. They're refusing to take any kind of physical cash. Everything, swipe your card, swipe your card, swipe your card. Well, they've already shown you they can cancel those cards whenever they want to. They already tried to spy on you and see what you were buying with them. All right. I have the same feeling of the Bitcoin. To me, it's a gateway to the CB, the digital currency, the central bank digital currency that they want. And I understand it's outside the system. But what gives it value? See, I can pick this up when the dollar crashes because it's in my hand. I own it. I hold it. I physically have it. It's not in a digital wallet somewhere. It's not on my magic fairy phone. It's in my hand. I have possession of it, which I feel a much safer with.
Still there if an EMP hits.
Right. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying it might be the greatest thing since sliced bread, but to me, I can't. Where is it? Again, it reminds me of that show, Envy, where the Vapu rise. Where does the poop go? Where does it go? Where is it? Where is it? It's a number on a screen, just like my credit card is right now. That's why credit card debt is asked. It's numbers on a screen. All right. And they're already showing they don't want you to use anything physical. They want control over it. And I understand the Bitcoin, it's outside of I get it, but where is it? What gives it value besides its scarcity?
That's it.
See this? I can make things out of it.
Mined a certain point.
Yes.
And as silver holders, Bitcoin people would be like, well, it just passed silver. Like, yeah.
Dude, I understand some of these dudes out here that hawk that stuff, I told you today, man, I think they would tell you to go sell your kidney to go buy some Bitcoin. You should take your house, take out a second mortgage on your house, sell your house, and go buy Bitcoin. No.
I just like I said, I am not, and I know Chris isn't. We get fired up about it because we know what precious metals do, and there's just so much speculation in crypto. Mm-hmm. Because not everybody, people don't know exactly what's going to happen to crypto. We hope. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I hope silver goes to astronomical numbers. Can I prove that to an absolute fact that it will? No, I can't. But I know what precious metals do, that it preserves your wealth in times of crisis. I don't know if Bitcoin's... I don't like the fact that Bitcoin can lose 5,000 in a day. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Gain 10,000 the next day, lose 15 the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the speculation, like where it all comes from, like how you know where it's going to go.
Now, if I could go though and sell my Bitcoin for gold, if this digital currency was backed by gold, which means I could do the same thing with that I can with this fake paper money they give me, then I would be cool with it. Because I would know at all times I could store that same wealth that you say mm-hmm. it's worth in something physical that I hold in my hand that maintains right. its value. That's all I'm saying. But right now, mm-hmm. what is it backed by besides, well, there's only so many of them. Well, that doesn't do it for me. Just doesn't.
Oh, man.
She got that magic eight ball.
You see stacks of eggs sitting next to the refrigerator. They don't have to be refrigerated. So that's better than, say, strawberries that definitely have a much shorter shelf life. But this is universal money, right? This is universal, and it's used in every single sector of the global economy. This is universal money as well. Fiat money, this is the lie. They just make it to mimic real money, but then they have that devaluation and that depreciation in mind. And let me show you what I mean by that. This is in terms of US dollars, 1971 to 2024, the other day when I did this. The average wage in 1971 was $9,500. Today, the average wage is $59,843. And so you're going to say, well, hey, I would much rather have $59,843 than $9,500. But a family of four was supported with one wage earner at $9,500 when the dollar had most of its, a lot more purchasing power than it does today. Today, you need two people earning that wage, and you're still living paycheck to paycheck, with many Amen. People taking on more and more debt to maintain a standard of living. But had you been paid in gold in 1971 at the fixed price of $35 an ounce versus when I pulled this, $21.65, I think it's even a little bit higher than that on the spot market now. Had you been paid in ounces of gold at 35, it would have been 271.43 ounces of gold. If you were paid that same, paid in those same number of ounces of gold, well, let's see what the difference was. That 271.43, 9,500. But today, $587,700.24. Do you think that in terms of these dollars, that you would be two wage earners at $587,700.24? No, you would not. That reveals that fiat money lie. Sound money is the hidden truth that they don't want you to know about.
I'm just going to say one more thing, Israel, and then I'm going to let it go. I'm just going to let it go. Okay, nowhere in this book right here does it say the Bitcoin is mine.
It does not. It does.
See you later. I'll let your boy.
Now, I mostly get fired up about like the whole crypto thing because the Bitcoiners are always coming after gold.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's some worthless metal. Like when you tell me that Bitcoin is the new gold,
mm-hmm.
It is almost like the biggest slap in the face.
I want to do a Kim Clement. Ha! I laugh at you.
Right. Say that to the Lord Almighty who made gold.
Right. Thank you.
Tell me that. Yeah. Anyway, that's all I got.
Anyway,
for that. Anyway.
So yeah, this was crazy. So if you watching gold, right, over the last week, inching up, inching up, inching up, and silver was like barely moving. And then boom, silver goes up almost a dollar, goes over mm-hmm. 25. We always said $25 an ounce. That's the magic number. That's when they love to just smack it. They love to smack it down. That's their little threshold.
Yeah.
Because once it gets above, people are going to be looking like, uh-oh, hey, I remember the last time this happened. I remember that Jimmy Carter was president. I remember the last time this happened. So you watch gold go up, up, up. Silver goes up, but gold got knocked down worse than silver did today. It's still over $25 an ounce.
It did get,
so it's like you're watching it now. It's going up. It's hitting these plateaus where they smack it back down, and then it starts to go up again. And then it looks to me like every time they do it, the effect of them smacking it is having less and less on it. Because what have me and his told you? I believe as these BRICS nations start to surround everything, and they're going to precious metals, they're no longer using the dollar. Who then is going to control the price of gold and silver? Is it going to be the fake money, or is it going to be all of these other countries that got real money because they are invested in gold and silver? You know the answer to that. So it's like you're watching it reach these little plateaus, and they'll start to go up, and eventually it's going to get to a point, just like, again, in the debt clock picture, where they say, we're giving it everything we got. Yeah. And it's like, still not enough. The little military guy's sitting there, still not enough. It's not going to be enough. That's where we're heading.
Mm-hmm.
That is where we're heading.
It is. It is. There's a lot of, and I hope each and every day that it breaks out. Obviously, we'll see what happens as all this chaos, I guess, in the financial markets and everything else, real estate, U.S. dollar, all this stuff. This will be a very interesting year. It's going to be a very interesting year for, I'd say, financially. We've heard a lot of prophetic words, too, about how money would be the main topic.
Death to debt. Money is going to be money, money. Money is going to be the topic over between now and November. It's going to be money, money, especially this spring. Especially this spring, money, 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 most definitely. So moving on from our daily dose of financials. So Israel,
what
do you think about the government trying? What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
What do you think?
I seen someone say earlier, the year of the dragon. It's so funny.
Why do you got a
just
coin?
Just because you said that, I'm going to give this away tonight.
You got a dragon ounce?
It's a 1 ounce silver. It says the year of the dragon on it.
Nice. Nice. Very nice. I like it. So
it just cracks me up.
Here's what's crazy. What we're watching go down right now. So you have both the Republicans, and now anytime I see these two join forces, it's never good for America.
Who are we talking about?
The Republicans and the Democrats. Here lately, anytime they bipartisan anything, it's not good for us. Okay? It's just not. And so they've come together once again telling you that TikTok is a Chinese spy app and it's national security threat. And if you read that bill, there are so many little loopholes in there. They want the power. This is the internet version of the Patriot Act. That's what it is. Okay? It's the internet version of the Patriot Act. I believe a certain letter of the alphabet said, I believe 17 said that there would be an internet. When this is all said and done, there will also be an internet bill of rights. Because you see what they're trying. They're trying to encroach. It's all about the First Amendment. Because if you've seen anything, you saw it with the Patriot Act. They tried to fear-mongered you and told you, if you don't want this 9/11 to happen again, you need to give us the ability to basically infringe on your privacy so that we can catch these people in an act before they do it again. You got the TSA at the airport. You got the intelligence agencies basically have a file on every single one of us listening to every phone call. You have zero privacy. So this is the internet version of the Patriot Act. And if you give them the power, if we allow them to do this, do you think they're going to stop at TikTok?
No, they're going to take down Twitter or X, whatever. They're going to take down everything.
Yep. Because misinformation will become They're already telling you Twitter is it's a cesspool. It's misinformation. Misinformation will become a national security threat. You already see the playbook, what they're trying to do. And to see both sides, this is what's this should, again, what did the prophecy say? I will shake, God's going to shake both of these parties, but that it would be unsettling, right? It's going to be very unsettling for us to watch all this take place because they're once again joining forces under the guise of protection, right? Again, those who would give up simple liberties for the promise of security and protection deserve neither security or protection. So you see the move they're trying to make and the power grab they're trying to make, trying to tell you that China's your big, they're such a big bad enemy, like we just discussed, that our government thought it was wise to give them complete leverage and control over our financial system, over our markets, over our ports, over our farmland. Are you kidding me? The threat is your intelligence agencies who've been spying 1,000%. On you. If anybody, but is Trump out here worried about TikTok? No. What did he tell you? We all know which app is the national. Facebook. If there's a security threat to Americans, it is Facebook, aka LifeLog. All right. I know many of you know that. DARPA was working on LifeLog. The day they canned the project, Facebook was born. When I tell that to people who are blissfully unaware, they just give you the deer in the headlights look. I'm like, do you not understand what I just told you?
But the government literally. Movie?
Right. But how am I going to keep track of my friends?
But.
Yeah, that too.
The government tricked you into giving them all of your information, your whereabouts, your check in, right? We got me PFA. You go, I don't ever do that. Go and check in. So and so's at this restaurant. Well, you just told everybody in the internet that you're not home right now. And if they wanted to do something to you, they know where to find you. But you now have both parties coming together, and this is crazy. Now they're both literally trying to gaslight you, and it's not just this TikTok bill. It is the Republicans. Now they're up here going, look at all we've done for you. What have you done for me? What have any of you done with that majority besides point out what's wrong but do nothing about it? While slowly giving up said majority. We talked about it on Tuesday. You don't think that's their plan? Are you starting to pay attention? That
they're
is exactly their
the
plan.
Whole thing. Election interference.
And they're going to give up majority. They're going to give up majority because they need a Democrat-controlled House in there to stop Trump when he comes back in November.
I'm telling you.
That's the plan. That's how things are shaping up.
Right. And do you really want to go through all that the next 4 years?
No. I want God to intervene. I want a miracle.
That's what I want.
That's what it's going to take.
That's what I want.
I want a miracle. I want a miracle. I want the people to come together.
I want Trump to come back in before.
Yeah. I want the people to come together. I want the people to realize that we are not each other's enemy, but we all have one. We all have the same one. That's why I don't hate anybody, man. I might hate your ideology. I might highly dislike your ideology. I might highly dislike your mindset. But I know deep down you're probably a good person. And that we've all been manipulated by the same damn enemy. That's why I don't harbor any hate towards anybody. I might dislike your beliefs. I might dislike, again, I might dislike the fact that you're trying to normalize pedophilia and that you're trying to normalize the mutilization of children's genitalia, that you're trying to normalize letting complete strangers flood across our country by the millions after your government just told you you were going to lose your job and you couldn't participate in society if you didn't go get an experimental vaccine. But I don't hate you. If that makes any sense to anybody.
No, it does. And I agree with you, Chad. We definitely need a miracle. We don't. I'm not just here for Trump. You know?
Yeah, we need him.
If we just get Trump back in, we're going to go through another 4 years of chaos. We need something bigger than that.
Yes.
We need something bigger. And I do believe that the people are a big plan behind that. But just like Chris explained, we can't go through another 4 years of of just constant derailment, you know, of what they're, what Trump's trying to do, what people are trying to do, what the people are waking up to. We need some major moves prior. We do. We definitely do.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And it's happening, ladies and gentlemen. I promise. It's going to happen. Number one, like somebody said, it has been prophesied. And mm-hmm. I believe in that. And I believe that God is speaking through many people and that this is his nation. Like, I don't stand up here and say it just to say it. Like, I believe it. I know. That's why I don't fear. But there's nothing wrong with us pointing this out, because there might be somebody out there whose eyes are opening, whose heart is changing. We all went through that. I went through that. My heart changed. My mindset changed. Everything in my life changed. Somebody might be out there open to that. So we have to speak it, and we have to continue pointing it out. We can't be mad about it and just go, I'm waiting on God to do a miracle. No, he wants us on the front lines. He needs warriors. He needs people who aren't afraid to stand up here and say this stuff without, and say it without the fear of persecution, without the fear of being ostracized by people. I do not care. You know why? Because we don't have time for that. Mm-hmm. It's not about me. It's not about my feelings. It's about everybody. It's about uniting our country.
Absolutely. Unity. Unity.
Right. Unity. But I believe that's why many of, remember, we told you, God has a purpose for you.
Yes, sir.
He has a purpose for you. You are here. If you are alive in the year 2024 and you can see all of these things going on, you're here for a reason. It's not, you're not just here by chance, man. He breathed that life into you and he put you, huh?
At the same time, there is free will.
Yes. There's always free will.
People need to wait. People, and I know what you're saying. I'm just saying
you have the free will to see
where you're at.
Right. You have the free will to see what God has planned for you.
Absolutely.
Right. And again, set the old me. I was where a lot of, that's why I'm so passionate about this. Like, I want to tell the world what God did for me. Mm-hmm. I want to tell him what he did for me, what he showed me. And yeah, it is, a lot of it sounds crazy to those who have no idea what's going on. It would have sounded crazy to me too, had I not allowed him to come into my life. Had I not asked him for the truth. The truth is stranger than fiction, man.
That it is.
It's, I mean, and that's the thing. It's because the world wants you to believe it's fiction. They want you to believe a lot of this stuff is fiction, make believe. It is, when you look into our history, that's all, I know you guys know that. I'm thankful that he listened to me when I asked him for the truth, when I asked him about everything going on, because the world didn't make sense to me. And if you don't believe that, I don't hate you. You might hate me for the things I say, but I don't hate you. I love you. I love you enough to sit up here and sound like a crazy person to you. I do. And that's why I believe this miracle is coming, because I know I'm not the only one that feels this way. I'm not. I know we all feel that way. We have this burning desire inside of us. Why? Because God put you here for a reason.
Yeah, man. We.
That's like, that's not play-play.
It's not play-play.
That's why he comes after you. That's why I know I'm not the only one getting attacked. I tell Iz about all my dreams. I tell y'all about all my dreams. Last night, you don't think he's trying to stop you? He is. With fear, with doubt, with everything. He's trying to stop you. That's their ultimate goal. That's why your enemy right now is flailing like a fish out of water. That's why they're openly showing you how corrupt they are, because they are going down and they know it. It's winner take all here. So you don't think he's going to try and stop you? He's going to do everything he can to stop you. Last night, this is what freaked me out. I told you, as I said, man, I had a dream last night. It just freaked me out. I was in my dream. I'm in my house. It's like, it was so real. I was in my house chilling like it was just any other normal day. It felt so real. My daughter and I were getting ready to go to the store. I opened the door to my front door, and there is a dark, probably, I'd say 7 foot tall, just dark, but I could see its eyes. I could see its eyes. And the minute I saw it, I just kind of stepped back and it shot me. It picked me up, flew down my hallway with me, and we landed on my kitchen table. And I'm fighting it off of me. That's my wife woke, because she said, I woke up, I was kicking. I was kicking. Just, and she's like, I was afraid to grab you because I thought you might hit. Because like you, she's like, what was going on? What were you fighting? And I was like, I don't want to talk about it. And I just rolled. I do what I always do when I have them. And I prayed. And I fell back asleep and slept good. But it was so real.
Satan's mad, mad.
They're mad because you were put here for a reason. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. So I embrace it. I embrace it. I don't let it bother me, and I keep it moving. And I tell y'all about it. I'll share it with you because it doesn't. But it was so real, Israel. So real.
No, I feel that. I feel that. And we've talked about the dreams. We've talked about the spiritual realm, what we encounter, what Satan tries to do. There's always a lot of spiritual activity when you're trying to go to sleep and as you're sleeping, especially when you're in between.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're in the state between, like, you're still awake, like you're conscious, but you haven't fallen asleep yet, mm-hmm. but you know you're about to fall asleep.
Yes.
That is a state where you start to hear some things. You can start to hear some stuff because your senses are picking up the spiritual realm. At that point, it's fascinating, man. I've done watched a lot of stuff on that. Kevin has a good teaching on that too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, he's definitely mad. So we got to continue to protect ourselves, obviously. I haven't had one since the one I told you guys last time.
Yeah. I hadn't had one in a while like that. Like I haven't to where I told you about the one where I got up so fast. I ran out of the bed. My wife still laughs about that one. I was like, it wasn't funny, man. That one was not funny. Like, I got up sprinting out of the bed. Pew! I was gone, son.
Oh, because
whatever it was trying to pull me down into my bed.
I had one time. Like, I'm not even lying to you guys. I had a gun pulled because I didn't know what was happening. Because it took the whole thing. Like, it was happening. But I was so, like, confused that I thought it was real, like, in the physical. And then, like, I just, like, calmed down. Man, I had gun pulled everything. Mm-hmm. I was like, I put it back. I was like, oh, man, that was wild. Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago. That was a long time ago.
Anyway, let's lighten the mood. You know what else was wild?
What?
The president of France. He's literally trying to start a war.
He's trying to go to war.
He's trying to go to war with Russia, so people won't stop talking about his wife.
Yeah, who said that? I heard someone say that.
I mean, literally, that's what it looks like. He's like, oh, they found out. Let's go to war with Russia.
Let's go to war. If you want peace, get ready for war. That is the most backwards thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Didn't France go? Weren't they? France went into Vietnam first and got their butt kicked, and then we thought
France
it was
gets
wise
their
to
butt
go
kicked at everything. France always picking up France's problems.
Bro, I told you I served with the French in Saudi. The
French.
My god! When they would come, they would after. No, I don't even want to talk about it, man. They would walk around in their Speedos. I'm like, come on, guys, stop!
We're definitely wants a different
to see
breed.
That. Nobody wants to see that. You know what else is crazy, though? We caught them tapping into our lines over there. I told you. That's why I had to run. They were building Joint Task Force Southwest Asia. So we were moving it from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, down to Prince Sultan Air Base. So they built this massive compound down there. I mean, massive. This was crazy. When you see you ever seen the movie War Games? With Matthew Broderick, where he goes in and the screen's up there, and like you see, like all these planes, like the big the screens where it's like, shall we play a game? And they're in the command center with all these big TV screens.
I thought those.
That's what it.
I was thinking of Patriot games.
Well, there was probably in that too. But in war games, they're in this command center, right? And that's what this compound looked like. You go in there, dude. They had Iraq up there, and you could see all of the, like, the planes flying around and stuff. But what's crazy, they caught the French tapping into the stuff while we were down there. So they made me put in, it's called a protected distribution system. So I had to run this rigid conduit, 3,000 some feet of rigid conduit through this building. And it had to be 1 inch away from every surface. So I had to use these like toggle bolt anchors down from the ceiling. So it would hang. Uh-oh. Oh, great. Unlock me. It didn't listen, Israel. Anyway. So I had to hang these toggle bolts, and it had to be 1 inch from every, so you could see all the way around the conduit. And then anytime we jointed the pipe together, it had to be epoxy resin. So anytime we made a couple, it had to be epoxy resin. And I'm like, and then we had to run them down into this lockbox to every desk. And the lockbox had a combination. And then you could undo the combination. So they would call you like, we need to go secure. So then you would do your combo, open up the lockbox, then plug in the phone, and then you could go secure comms.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, because of the French. All of that because of the French. You know how hot it was, ladies and gentlemen, in that building? Because it was brand new construction. There was no AC in it. Mm. And I'm in there sweating like a mofo.
The French farmers are great.
They are. I'm saying the French government.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. When we talk about the French, we talk about the government. Yeah.
No, I like the French people. I'm talking about the French government. Anytime I say anything, just like the people of China, I'm sure most of them are good people too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, you see everybody talking about Macron's wife.
And Macron.
Looking like the dude. Somebody posted a picture of her and Melania standing side by side, and they said that's like parking a Ferrari next to a Pinto.
Did you see that video of Trump looking at Melania?
She was singing. So they played the whole clip. They were singing.
Yeah.
So was it Melania or was it somebody singing?
I thought it was Melania. Was it not Melania?
I mean, I can only see the back, but I didn't know if that. But whoever it was actually, whoever it was singing, right? So when he does that, it's because they hit a high note. Yeah, they hit a high note. So of course, what's the media do? They cut out and go, look at him looking at another woman. Where's
his wife? What it was? Is that what he did?
Look, where's his wife at? Dude, if you listen to the whole video, she hits a high note right there, and that's how he's like, oh,
dang. Oh, see, I listened to the video with no sound, and it was like an 8-second clip. That's what the media did.
There you go. Yeah, so there's a whole video out there. She's singing in the video. Mm. And at that moment where he's like, oh, it's because she hit she went up an octave, man. But yes, because when I first saw it, I was like, what is that? I thought the same thing. Is that Melania? Like look at him checking out. Yeah. I mean, no offense, ladies and gentlemen. If Melania was my wife, I would. Yeah. You should look at your wife and go, ooh.
If I was Trump and Melania was my wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, Trump, but Melania is out of your league.
But you know what I'm saying?
Trump could do anything he wants.
That's how I look at my wife.
Exactly.
That's how you're supposed to look at your wife.
There you go.
Hello. But they tried to make it. So because they tried to make it like he was looking at another woman that way. And that's not what he was doing at all. She hit a high note right there. And he was like, dang, like taken back by it.
Right.
But of course, that's the only 8 seconds. Yep. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
That is how they get you. Anyway, brother.
However, I got an ounce of silver to give away.
So do I.
Oh, you got some. You got a line on it.
No, it had a. It's from the.
Oh, is it on the case?
Yeah, it's on the sleeve. Yeah, but it's a buffalo head one.
Sweet.
It won't focus. There it is. Indian head with the buffalo on the back.
There's a catch. There's a catch. You got to like the video.
Oh.
Oh, no.
He won't know.
It was a joke. Come on, man. Let me have a little fun.
I know. But somebody's going to be like, that's not fair.
That's not fair. I don't want to like it. I'm going to dislike it.
Just because of that. Anyway, yeah, we'll so you know what to Chris, do.
Pick someone. I'll pick someone.
Gotcha.
We'll be back in 2 minutes after promos. Drop some hollows in the chat if you want a chance at some silver.
Are you looking for a guide through all the psychological operations that are happening throughout the world? You can get Session 1 and Session 2 of Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare, written by General Michael Flynn and Boone Cutler. You can go to alphabets.online and click the link for more info. You want some customized tumblers, coffee cups, or even some Alphabets tumblers? You can go to Harley's Doggy Dog World and use the Alphabets promo code. A variety of tumblers, coffee cups, etc. You can use the Alphabets promo code, see alphabets.online for more info. Introducing Manly Cans. Not only are the cans awesome and reusable, but there are a variety of packages built for you. Whether it's the carnivore can, the protein can, the coffee can, or the 6-gallon snackage can. Manly Cans are great for a gift, or if you want the ultimate snack attack. Family businesses and family is important. See alphabets.online for more info. You can go to mypillow.com/alphabets and use the alphabets promo code and save up to 80% off. If you want some of the best sleep you'll ever experience, there are a massive range of items. Whether you're looking for smooth sheets that keep you cool, grab the Giza sheets. If you're looking for a MyPillow with cooling technology, grab the MyPillow 2.0. If you want to walk on a cloud, grab the MyPillow slippers. There are items for everyone in your family, yes, even your furry family members. Use the Alphabets promo code and save up to 80% off at mypillow.com/alphabets. If you're looking for some Alphabets gear to rep your favorite podcast, wink, wink, go to godfirstgear.com and you can use the Alphabets promo code on everything in the store. Yes, everything. There are Alphabets hoodies, shirts, mouse pads, and more items to come as well. Godfirstgear.com for your official Alphabets apparel. Remember to use the Alphabets promo code. We have entered in one of the biggest bubbles in U.S. history. There are many liquidity issues across all banks, over the nation, and over the world. Between branches constantly closing, and even some not allowing withdrawals, the money you make and for your retirement are not safe in the banking system. The market could explode at any given moment as the fiat system is reaching its expiration date. As longtime gold and silver advocates, we here at Alphabets have partnered with Midas Gold Group, the nation's number one veteran-owned gold and silver dealer specializing in gold IRAs. Whether you want to get precious metals or roll over your retirement into a gold IRA, look no further than Midas Gold. All you need to do is text the word Alphabets to 232-425, and they will take care of what you need.
Lazy teacup.
Nice.
And lazy teacup.
Congratulations, lazy teacup. And I got Truck Woman SC.
Almost picked.
Shut up.
It was between Truck Woman and Lazy Teacup.
Yeah, that's weird. yeah, Truck Woman SC, congratulations. Don't go spending that in one place now.
Don't spend it at all.
Don't spend it at all. You'll know when.
If you both could obviously email us at alphabetsmedia@gmail.com, give us your name, username, somewhere to send it to. And I want you guys all to give a shout out to Alyssa for just taking down trolls.
Crushing it left and right.
She's always on top of it.
And bro, she's in both chats, dude.
I know.
Crushing it. Slaying.
All the time.
Slaying. The time. Yes. Thank you so much. You know the drill, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice here all weekend. I am thoroughly looking forward to finally a weekend with no rain. You know what to do. Get out in nature.
Get out in nature.
Talk to God. Yeah, get out and walk and talk with God. Spend time with your families. You know what to do.
Oh, yeah. I got some more videos that I'm about to drop, too.
Oh.
So be on the lookout. I have no suggested time. I'm just going to drop it. Right.
And you said we got Bo next week.
Bo.
And then
we're going on some show here and soon.
Yeah, very excited. Pretty stoked. Never would have thought. Honestly, when we started on this journey, never would have thought. But that's what God does.
It's Julie coming up here too in a couple weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Most definitely.
It's gonna be fun. We'll keep you guys posted on the other show that we're going on. It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be really great.
You're gonna want to be there.
It's gonna be awesome. So excited.
It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome. Yeah,
like Charles.
Give me awesome. Give me everything you got.
Give me everything you got.
Everything you got.
Dude, y'all have a good weekend, man.
Yeah, you guys have a great weekend. Obviously, get in the Telegram if you want to get in the Telegram. That's where we are most of the time. That's where I am most of the time. Other than that, on X, obviously, as well, we got all the info in the info below this show. If you guys want to subscribe to the channel, you can subscribe to the channel through Locals, through Rumble, through all that stuff. You go to alphabets.online, and we got everything for promos and stuff like that, for promo codes. And if you want to support the channel, you can always do that. That is completely up to you. Either way, God will keep providing for us, and that's what we believe. So we thank him for that above all else. And thank you guys for coming out, each and every night. So we thank you, Chris. Any final words before we get out of here?
You know me. God bless y'all. I love you. Have a fabulous weekend. Head on a swivel. Stay frosty. God is good.
Email us, Lazy Teacup. Email us, alphabetsmedia@gmail.com.
Yes. Same for you, Truckwoman SC. Alphabetsmedia@gmail.com.
Yeah. All right, guys. We'll talk to you later. Holla.
Holla.